74 DJW Mobile.
JWN 0 TR.
TR, W4 DJW. Good afternoon, Tom.
Yes, it is, isn't it, Dave? I didn't even know that. We just had brunch. Pancakes and sausage and eggs. Maurice is over in the freezer. You can hear the ding-dong going off.
Going out is going out to Wild Aces to get some chicken wings. I told Amy I didn't want to wait. The race is not till 3 o'clock. I told her I didn't want to wait till 3 o'clock to get something to eat.
Those Wild Aces, I don't know where that's at. Are those pretty darn hot? Us old folks can't handle the really spicy. But we do like a little spice in them, Dave.
Three different ranges. We're like really mild and then medium hot and then the hot lover's hot. Amy gets the hot lover's hot. I get the mild or the medium mild, one of the two. She gets two packs of six each, half of them hot and half of them mild to mildly hot.
Like it might be the ticket for us and get the mild ones. Where's that at from our house?
On, what is that, Poinsett Street that goes straight into Greer? And you go right through the center of Greer, and one of those roads, I forget which one it is, cuts off to the right. You take a right, and it's down there on the left. I think it's the first or second road after you cross the main street going into Greer. Up there at the, after you go past the fire department and the police department, you go through that red light, and then it's first or second road in there. Take a right, and then it's like the third or fourth restaurant on the left.
Well, we ought to be able to Google that and get an address on it. We might have to try that, by golly.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Wild Aces, they have radio-controlled airplanes hanging from the ceiling, and they're quarter-scale. They're big ones. They're not the small ones. They're the ones with the four to six to eight-foot wingspan. And they're Corsairs. They're like, it's got kind of like military aircraft from pre-jet days, like propeller-driven military aircraft hanging from the ceiling, quarter scale. Kind of cool.
Like I used to fly in. Oh, I love to see those. That's great. And, of course, there's my very favorite fighter aircraft, that and the F-4. But that Corsair, I just watched. You can watch on Third of the Air on Saturday. They have Bye-Bye Black Sheep, and then they have Tour of Duty, and then they have Combat, and then Rat Patrol, I think it's called, but I never watched that. But I do love the Black Sheep, and I've seen every one of them.
Black Sheep. That's the only one that I recognized out of that list, but I used to watch those. That was pretty good. And then there was a guy that used to come down to the airfield that flew a radio-controlled Bearcat. And the Bearcat was like the fastest propeller-driven plane ever, but it never got a chance at war because the war was over before it was ever deployed. But it would have been the best propeller-driven aircraft before jet aircraft came out.
Dave was up in that area also, Dave. It could get near 500 miles an hour in a dive, I guess. I don't know if it had to be in a dive, but that was that twin-engine, twin-tail boom one, you know. That's a beautiful plane. I've been right up next to them up there at Oshkosh.
There with the German Stuka. That was the one that was built for diving. Straight down, full throttle, straight down, without reaching terminal velocity before it was time to deliver the weapons and pull out.
Is the ones that really fascinated me because they took off from a small island in the Pacific, and they had broken the Japanese code, and they sent a squadron of them. Now, you got to realize, these guys didn't have GPS or inertial nav or none of the goodies. They just had, magnetic compasses. And I don't even know if they had Loran back then. Probably not. And they shot down Admiral Yamamoto, who was the designer of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And he crashed into that island, and it killed him.
Or was it the P-39? I can't remember. Which one had the dual fuselage?
The P-38. And it was extremely fast. They get to a point where, and you're aware of this, I'm sure, a propeller can't get up in the areas that a jet can. They want to, I guess, break the speed of sound, if you will.
The tips, the propeller tips want to do that. Helicopters have the exact same problem because their propeller is so much bigger than the airplane. The airplanes can go a lot faster than the helicopters, but they both have the same issue. you start breaking the speed of sound with the tips of the prop, and things start going badly for you.
You realize that a submarine, that the cavitation out at the, that comes off of the blades, that we can readily hear doing anti-submarine work, those bubbles break the sound barrier, and that's what makes them so easy to detect. And that's what created the design of the 7-blade J-blade propeller that was top secret for many, many years.
The collapse, is that when the bubble breaks the sound barrier on collapse, when it, not when it's being created, but when it's being destroyed?
Yes, sir, I believe that's correct. That fascinated me. Even I didn't know that then. I knew what the cavitation was, but I didn't know the why of it. And I've just heard that in recent years, but that's kind of fascinating. You wouldn't think that of a propeller on a submarine. But I guess they're using thrusters now somewhat, too. Everything's about quiet. But yeah, that P-38 is a god-awful beautiful airplane, and so was the Gull Wing on the Black Sheep squadrons.
Well, I saw that P-38 in a movie one time with a really, really high speed, and the dual fuselage. Well, I think that might have been in that Soul Survivors movie, too. Do you remember the Soul Survivors?
I don't, Dave. Hadn't heard of that one. Jimmy Doolittle flew one of the fastest propeller-driven aircraft, and it was considered suicide just about. Remember that one, little short fella, and had a huge engine in it?
You remember the GB?
That's the one. He flew that.
Yep. That's all that is. That's nothing. That's a biplane without a top wing. It's a death trap.
Barely remember the Bearcat. I remember that designation, but I remember that GB. It's just all engine.
You'd have to be a really, really, really good test pilot, or you'd have to be somebody who didn't care about dying to test one of those wings out. I don't think I could do it. Well, I'm here on Wild Aces, so I got to get out and go in there and pick up our lunch. And if you're still around, want to get out, pick you back up in 0TR-W4DJW.
Great talking to you this morning, Dave. Have a good day and enjoy. Bon appetit, as you say. This is N0TR Clear.
KD. KD, clear.